From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A senior Chinese military official today rejected U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter's assertion made the previous day that Beijing faces self-isolation and if it continues with provocative behavior in the South China Sea. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Chinese air defense zone in the South China Sea would be a destabilizing act. Beijing claims virtually all of the sea. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton will be among those who will deliver eulogies at the funeral Friday of boxing legend Muhammad Ali, who died late Friday at the age of 74 from complications of Parkinson's disease. Davis Miller, author of the book Approaching Ali, tells VOA he thinks everyone will be changed by Ali's death.
The world is just going to stop for a few minutes or a few days. How can the world be without Muhammad Ali? Something about him, as ridiculous as he is this fantastic figure. Something about him in that ridiculousness is every bit as hopeful as the space program, traveling to the moon. It was in the 1960s and early 70s. It's just absolutely a fantastic human being.
Ali, who was born Cassius Clay in 1942, won 3 heavyweight boxing titles. World Health Organization is studying how big a health risk there would be by going ahead with the Rio de Janeiro Olympics as scheduled, despite concerns about the effect of the Zika virus. Niger says hundreds of Boko Haram extremists attacked a military outpost, killing at least 32 soldiers, wounding nearly 70 others. This is VOA News. The Syrian army continues to move into the northern province of Raqqa, home to the de facto capital of the Islamic State militants who are fighting in Syria and neighboring Iraq. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the Syrian troops have reached the administrative border of Raqqa, backed by Russian airstrikes. Meantime, the U.S. has moved its aircraft carrier, the USS Truman, into the Mediterranean, from where it is supporting not only anti-IS activity in Syria, but also is helping drive the militants from the area around the Iraqi capital. Rear Admiral Brett Batchelder is the commander of the carrier strike Group 8.
The forward line where we have been conducting the close air support missions has been steadily moving west, and away from Baghdad. So, you know, there's tangible proof that we're actually moving the operation to the west.
The Truman conducted missions from the Persian Gulf before being redeployed to the Mediterranean. Russia's Deputy Defense Minister Anatoly Antonov on Sunday criticized the possible deployment of a U.S. missile defense system in South Korea.
We have serious concerns about the development on the Korean Peninsula. Russia remains fully committed to non-proliferation regime and non-recognition of DPRK nuclear ambitions. At the same time, we are strongly opposed to excessive military response to Pyongyang actions. We find it absolutely unacceptable to try to use North Korean nuclear missile programs as a pretext to change military political balance in the region.
South Korea and the U.S. are reportedly debating the potential deployment of missile defense system following North Korea's defiant pursuit of nuclear weapons and long-range ballistic missiles. Antonov spoke at the security summit known as the Shangri-La Dialogue that's going on in Singapore. Voters in Peru selecting a new president today. The most recent public opinion polls indicate that candidates Keiko Fujimori and Pedro Kaczynski are virtually tied in the runoff election. Both candidates are conservatives. If Fujimori wins the runoff, she would become Peru's first female president. And the results of one of the ballot measures facing Swiss voters today is being watched around the world. It all has to do with Swiss citizens, all of them receiving an additional unconditional basic income each month. Referendum hasn't mentioned any particular figure, but estimates indicate that it would be about $2,500 for each adult and $640 for each child. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.